Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
We'll be doing maybe a little longer of an episode today, but we can only give you one since we have a meeting going on.
We do.
So just a heads up, enjoy it. Enjoy every second.
Enjoy all of this.
And also enjoy messaging us, because you can do that. And how is that possible, Sarah?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we got some text messages.
We did!
This one starts off saying, medium time listener, first time contactor.
That's all funny.
So stupid questions on the job, because we were talking about the stupidest things that we have heard people ask or say or whatever while we're working.
Yes.
Says, when I worked for pizza places, like this was in about the early 2000s, I would sometimes get asked if we accepted cash.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know of any establishment that doesn't accept cash.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any of them. I mean, I know there are some. There definitely are some.
I know some places won't accept like $50s or $100 bills.
Yeah.
But they all take cash.
I feel like there are some, because I'm normally only carry cash on me. And I feel like I've had like a few times where people have had to spot me because I don't usually carry like my cards on me before.
Interesting.
And I've had it the opposite way. Like in San Francisco, there's a bar that only accept cash.
And there's a few of
them.
And
for me,
Seattle.
I was like, wow, I can be the baller now. Because a lot of people are like, damn, like, I don't have cash. Like, where's the closest ATM? And I'm like, no.
I got you.
Or, like, club entries or something. It's usually cash.
Right. There's a few places that still do that, but not too many anymore.
I know. Usually it's like, now you can Apple Pay, or now you can pay with American Express, or like a bunch of stuff.
On your phone.
Yeah. Ugh,
right.
Yeah.
You got to keep track of that next time you go somewhere and they don't accept, like a restaurant specifically, or a bar, let me know that doesn't accept cash.
I will.
He says, but the one I hated the most was, what toppings do you have?
Ugh.
I mean, have you ever called a pizza place and not had at least some kind of idea of what you wanted?
Right. Or like for me, if people ask that and they're holding the menu, like, well, look at all the pizzas and look at all the toppings that we have on all the different kind of pizzas. And those are the toppings we have.
Right. Like,
drives me crazy.
I can maybe understand if like it's one of those fancy places that don't do like pineapple or pepperoni and they do like.
Yeah, we don't do pineapple or we don't do chicken, or it's not the real Italian way.
Right. Oh, the fancy. It's like, okay. Do you get mad when someone's like, hey, can I get pineapple on this?
Yes, I do, actually. And I get really upset when they ask for like, can I have a side of ranch with this? No.
It's fancy. It's like,
we're a fancy Italian restaurant. I mean,
you don't
go to
a fancy steak place and ask for A1.
Yeah, exactly. But people don't know until they're there, and then
do they complain? Do they ever get all pissy about it?
Oh, they get really upset, yeah.
Of course.
And then I'm like, well, we make our own Caesar dressing. Do you want a side of Caesar? And they're
really
like,
good.
It is really good, but they're always like, no. And I was like, okay, well, that's the best I got. I tried.
Oh, I love that when it's like, they're like, do you have tartar? I'm like, no, I got this, and this. Well, now then.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you're like, okay, well.
But they're all bitchy about it. It's like, this is not a seafood place. We don't make tartar because this was a scratch kitchen. We make everything from scratch. Why would we make tartar sauce?
Yeah, exactly.
But that was signed by the Frosty One.
Oh.
We did get another stupid question while at work. This is from James from Mount Vernon. Says, stupid questions from work. I drive for Honey Bucket, you know, the porta potty company.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time I hear, oh, I bet your job stinks. Drives me nuts. Of course it stinks. It's, you know,
crap. Yeah.
Haha.
That's funny. See,
you got a crappy job there, buddy.
Ba-dum-bum. See, I've never heard that, so I think that's hilarious, but it would get old very fast.
Oh, yeah. I could only imagine.
Plus, like, how is that job? I hear you make bank.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's the sad thing. When we were in high school, and I think we were probably like the last generation that this happened to, where we were forced, like, hey, you need to go to college. Otherwise, you're going to end up being a garbage man. Which, funny enough, garbage men make more money than the teachers that said that to us.
Right. They probably at least make like double their pay.
Oh yeah, they can make high figures, dude.
I'll throw away some garbage or throw away some crap to make bank,
right? Like, it's a pretty legit. And then you get you get really good benefits and all that, from what I hear. So it's
that's the same with like construction workers and stuff,
right?
Too,
the thing that you do have to keep in mind when it comes to those jobs, though, is that there is a timeline on your body.
Yeah.
So if you can find something like Garbage Men, like I'm sure there is, it's strenuous, but it's not as strenuous as somebody that's having to carry lumber up and down stairs all day.
Yeah, like my boyfriend's an electrician, and like his like shoulder already hurts, his knee already hurts, and he's just 30. Like I'm like, you got like 30, at least more 30 years.
I can't imagine. Yeah. I'm 30 and everything hurts, and I don't do squat. I don't know what's wrong with me.
You don't even squat. Just kidding.
I did at some point, 'cause my butt's still good. Give it a couple months. It's gonna go downhill from here. But talking about like horrible things going on at the job, did you hear about Target Tory, right?
Yes, we talked about it on the main show, right?
Yes. So for those who don't know what Target Tory is, so there's this dude that goes into Target and he finds a display toothbrush, like one of those electronic toothbrushes, and the display, it says display 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently in like New Hampshire, he was claiming that, you know, if you buy something or if something is not if you have to honor the price that is advertised. It's illegal to not honor it.
Okay.
So if he was trying to buy this fancy-ass toothbrush, which is typically, I think, in the, like, $100, $150.
Yeah, like the Sonics or whatever. The fancy. Electric?
Yep. Oh, excuse me. It was $90. He insisted he needed to purchase it for the display price of 1 penny.
Oh, was there, like, a tag that said 1 penny on it?
Yes. Oh. But it literally, if you look at the tag, it says display. So it was, like, the tag was on the actual display model.
Okay.
So what I had read, though, too, is that the reason they have to mark it that way mm-hmm. is just how they keep track of the displays in the system.
Oh, like, okay. So, like, no one steals anything.
I guess. Or just so they know where it's at. Like, oh, here it is. This is it. Like,
so, did
track.
It say it was $90 somewhere else?
I'm guessing, but he didn't show that. Why would he? Like, because like the picture he has of the toothbrush, he has the display one with the little display tag saying a penny, and the toothbrush. I would not be surprised if underneath it said $89.99.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to show that because that's going to go up against what he's trying to do. And this is not the first time he's done this. Like people have like scrolled down and found that he's tried doing this at Walmart and
other
places.
Oh, so he's like a scam artist.
It's
not like actually marked down.
Like I don't know about the Walmart situation. He just posted a picture of the manager's person, like his business card, and posted it on Twitter, hoping people would lose their minds and be on his side about it. So he had called the police, like the non-emergency line.
That's so extra,
right? Because they refused to sell me the toothbrush.
So when he went to check out, the lady was like, "Oh, this really isn't a penny. Like it was incorrect.
She's like, no, that's not how this works." And her name is Tori, and he decided to take a very unflattering picture of her and post it everywhere. Here's the thing. You can be unhappy with a company and their policies, but don't bring other people into this. Like, there's been many a times I've seen crazy stuff, especially like when we go to Chicago, you see crazy stuff on the street. And I'm like, this would be a meme. This could go viral if I take a picture of this person, whether it's an embarrassing picture or whatever. And I stop and think, I'm like, what if that was me?
Dude, I'm so trying to be a meme. I'm trying to be a GIF. Like, that is a goal in life. I don't care if I'm, like, if you, like, type under, like, whore or, like, bitch or ratchet or ugly. Or like, I'm trying to be there. I'm trying to, like,
what if it's
make
like
the, me a meme.
What if it's, like, the most unflattering, like, triple chin picture ever?
I think that's so funny. Like, I think that is hilarious. Like, and then people are like, why do you look familiar? And then you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, I'm this meme.
See, if I was a cool meme, I think that'd be awesome. But if somebody else does it, you have no control over that.
That's, yeah, I mean, that's true.
Or like, even if it's not a meme, it can just go spread virally for the whole world to see, like, or take, I don't know. Like, there, for example, the one I have in my head is when we go to Chicago, we always end up going to, like, their gay pride festival.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always this guy. Every single time I've gone, I see him. He's, like, this tiny little Asian man, and he's wearing like just whitey tighties that don't look very clean, and he's wearing chains like
sexy like bondage chains,
except they look like really heavy and real, and so he's walking around with the chains kind of like in a way of like degrading himself, which is kind of like part of
like the BDSM kind of thing.
Yeah, like a fetish of sorts.
Yeah,
and I could definitely, it is within legal rights, because I studied this in when we did photography, there's a difference between legal and ethical.
Mm-hmm.
It is totally legal for me to take a picture outside, not in a private residence, and post it. I can do that.
And that's legal in every state?
From when I took this class, then yes.
Okay, because I've always wondered that.
I'm sure there's probably a few states that are trying to change things, especially now with the internet being as prevalent as it is.
Well, yeah, and like recording people and having like it go viral or whatever without getting their permission. Like, because I know like we like in this state of like having people on the radio and stuff, it's different than laws are different than in other states.
Granted, this is based on the information I got when I went to school. Long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
But like, then you also have to think of the ethical portion. It's like, I could post this, but why? Why should I? Like,
oh man, because that's, well, I don't know about this guy, but like, I mean, I think about that like when I'm, like, I don't know, out and doing an Instagram story or something. Right. And I just don't think I'm very sneaky. And I always think like, oh, man, they're going to see me taking a picture or filming something. And then I'm going to get my ass kicked. That's what I always think. But if I was sneaky, I watch some people's stories and I think it is the funniest. Like, even if it's like not a funny picture, it's just like a funny situation or something. Or like he had really cool shoes on, or like, oh, I've done that, actually. I've taken pictures of people with really bad shoes or outfits on and been like, absolutely not.
No, but like in this situation, he was mad at a company and he decides to take a picture of an employee who's only trying to, like, she could have gone fired for selling this toothbrush for a penny.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just trying to do her job.
She's trying to do her job. And you take a picture of her and spread it in order to get people to shame her or to like attack her, because you're hoping that your audience is just as freaking horrible and just,
well, and
this like
guy has a big following as well. It's not like he's like a nobody on Twitter with maybe like 20 followers.
No,
like
he has over 200,000.
Yeah, so he has a following. So he knows this is going to get some type of traction.
Which apparently BJ knows him, and he has been known for many years to be a jerk.
You know, it's crazy because, I mean, I don't know him. I don't know. Yeah. I've never even looked at his stuff. But it's crazy that it's, and it's sad that being a jerk is like, that's probably why he's successful. That's why he probably has so many followers. That's probably why he continues to do this, because it is a form of entertainment for some people.
Right. There is some, I've read some of his tweets that people have been highlighting that it have been very distasteful. And it's just for like, there is a happy ending with Target Tory. So people felt bad that she had to deal with all this. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to raise $5,000 to get her to go on vacation.
Oh, that's so cute.
They've raised over $30,000.
Jesus, turn up, girl. Take a really long, beautiful, luxurious vacation.
Like, what
are
you gonna do with all that money? I'm buying a bunch of toothbrushes. Yeah.
Did she say that?
No.
Oh, that would have been so great.
I think she did say she was going to donate a portion of it as well.
Oh, and she is nice.
Like, she seemed really sweet, and she was taking it all in stride. Like, you know, I really was hoping this wasn't going to, like, go viral. Like, oh, God. Like, can you imagine, like, you having to deal with an a-hole customer? He takes a picture of you and just goes ballistic over something super stupid, and you know he knows it's stupid. He's just trying to get his way and scam the system, and then you go viral for an unflattering picture. And it's not even, like, funny. It's just trying to talk about how crappy of a human being you are.
Okay, so if you were in this situation and that happened to you, but you got the outcome of Target Tory, would it be worth it for you? Because if I had an unflattering picture go viral, I would not care at all. I'd be like, oh, that's me. Look at how many like likes or dislikes I got. That's hilarious. Because I'm one of those people that like, if my friends tag me and stuff on Facebook or anything, and it's a really bad picture of me, I don't care. I don't get upset. I don't take it down. That's what I look like sometimes. So
I know. I'm just like, I don't need reminders when I've
no, I mean, I feel like I'm confident enough in myself to be like, yeah, that's what I look like. If someone's going to go stalk me and like try to flirt with me or try to get on my DMs, they better know what I look like sometimes, because I don't look great all the time. You know, so I would be okay with this picture going viral in general. I don't care. But if I got $30,000 for it, post like, any picture of me looking crazy, I will take this $30,000.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to $30,000.
Okay. So would you be okay with an unflattering picture going viral of you if
I knew I was going to get the $30,000, then sure. But
well, you're not going to know.
Exactly.
Obviously,
so it's one of those, like, I'm not going to sit here and pose like, okay, take a picture of me. Maybe I'll get $30,000. I'll like, I think it's not so much the fact like the picture went viral or not. It's just the fact that he was doing it to try to like as a power move over somebody that is like, works in customer service, basically.
Well, yeah. And, I mean,
and that's what makes him, it's just highlighting what big of a jerk this guy is in general, because you could, like, he did something awful and something good came of it. So some would say, oh, you know, he did something good for her. But it doesn't mean that his intent or where it came from in his heart wasn't out of a place of malice.
So you think anybody who posts anything of any stranger without getting their permission is not okay?
I think it's a fine line. It's like, is it legal? Yeah. But
you don't think it is morally acceptable, and you don't do it and wouldn't do it.
I try. Yeah. Like, I have to either ask everybody or there's just, and also like, you got to be careful too with like our line of work. Not saying that we would do this, but there was a Victoria's Secret model, I think she was,
nice.
Who took a picture while she was in the steam room at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And she took a picture of this woman outside her gym,
mm-hmm.
like, or in the locker room, and she was naked. And she was an older woman.
Girl, you can't even have... Sorry, you can't even have phones in locker rooms. Like, you're... I don't even
like
know.
Most don't. Like, you're not supposed to, but people still do. So she had taken a picture and, like, supposedly just sent it to her friend.
Yeah.
But sent it to all her Snapchat followers. And it was of this naked woman. Could you imagine, like, an older woman going to the gym? She's like, I'm trying to work on my body.
Yeah.
And someone takes a naked picture of me without me realizing it. And now everyone has seen it.
Do people, like, did she find out? Did people, yeah, like, no, oh, yeah. I know that girl.
Or woman, yeah. She.
So is that illegal?
Yes. She got, okay. I think she got some jail time or she got, paid, like, with a hefty fine. And I think the woman sued her. She got banned from that gym. And I think whatever company she worked for, whether it was Victoria's Secret or whatever.
Yeah.
They fired her.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, well, I mean, there is a difference between, like, nudity.
Yeah, that's an extreme. But yeah. There is, like, there's so many different things. And that's what we learned in the photography class. It's like, let's say you see somebody walking around. Like, you have your neighbor. She's going through cancer.
Okay.
She's out in the front yard gardening.
Okay.
Is it illegal to take a picture? And she doesn't have her her hat on or anything. So you could see her, you know, she lost her hair because of chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Is it illegal to take a picture of her out in a public space? Like, it's her yard. It's not, at the time, yeah, it wasn't illegal, but it's like, let's say you post the picture of her and then someone takes it and runs with it. It's like that moment and like makes a meme. It's like, she didn't ask for it. She's already going through her own crap.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's illegal or not on your yard. See, that's where I don't know. But like, I mean, I go out with all my friends and I have gotten into huge fights with my friends because my friends like to Snapchat everything. Like, yeah. You know, and I don't care. But the moment when they realized that strangers were doing it to us, because we were like those girls that right. were like on the dance floor. No one else was on the dance floor. This wasn't really that kind of place. And we were just getting like buck wild with each other. And when they realized that they were being filmed, they freaked out. And then I was like, you're the biggest hypocrite ever. Right.
And like, that's kind of where I'm coming from. Like, I don't do that to people unless I get permission. But I would rather somebody not do that to me.
Oh, so yeah, and I'm where I don't care. Like, right. if you
but at
do
least
it to
I'm
me,
at least I'm consistent.
Yeah, at least you're consistent. But I mean, I didn't know that. That's what you thought about other people who do it because we've had coworkers, and I definitely yeah. have done that.
And I'm not saying
with other people before, and
I'm not saying I've never done it in my life. I'm sure I have.
Mm-hmm.
But after sitting there and really thinking about it, because when I asked that guy for a picture, the guy that I'm talking about, the one was in chains and his underwear.
Yeah.
He said no.
Oh, you asked him
yeah.
to take his picture?
Can I? It's like, hey, can I get a picture? Because, you know, I...
Were you going to, like, pose with him?
No. Well, I might have. Actually, I might have done it that time. I would have posed or had us pose with him.
Oh.
But he said no and kind of shuffled away. So, could you, like...
That's so tough because, like, if you're going to, like, be dressed like that in this huge festival with how... Everyone has a damn smartphone. Everyone is on, like...
Right. I'm not saying that nobody would ever take his picture or, like, it's like there's not going to be any pictures of him. But I asked and he said no. So in my head, I'm like, I have to respect that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you already got denied. You'd look like a complete a-hole
right.
if you just
and, like,
did it anyway.
It everywhere and everything.
Sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, Vicky.
Yeah, but with my line of work, watch, like, he comes in and, like, goes viral and then he sues us and I get fired.
Well, see, that's where it's fascinating is, like, would you get sued, though?
Exactly.
If it's not, I mean, I guess we'd have to figure out the laws because, what, we're in Chicago, but, like, all, right. you know, and, we should Google that. But
I think it'd be a little different if we didn't have a job where, like, if I posted it on KISW stuff and made it go viral through KISW's Facebook page, for example,
mm-hmm.
like, that's where it gets, we have a big target on our back because we're a company.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to just, like, a regular schmo just posting it on their Facebook page and having that go viral. I think it's a little different. That's same with, like, a lot of other stuff. But I am curious to hear what people have to say. Like, what do you guys think of that kind of thing? Like,
yeah.
posting, like, I'm very fascinated by it just because.
And would you be okay with it if it was you, whether you got hella money or not?
Right. And, like, for me, it's also, like, I have a lot of friends or I have, like, my nieces and nephews. And so if I'm out and about and someone tries to take a picture of me and turn it into something, I feel bad because, like, anything involving kids specifically too, I'm very weird about, or even
they take pictures of you, especially yeah. because people know, some people might know who you are,
right?
So
which is, you know, fine. I'm not gonna say like, no, you can't take a picture of me. Like, I actually would rather you come up and say, hey, can we get a picture? I will always say yes,
because then you can be like, This is my angle.
But like, for example, if you notice, like on our Instagram page, like for Halloween, we had a picture of all of us in our costume, and my foster brother, Prince Migs, was, you know, my partner in the costume contest,
Lilo and Stitch. Yes.
But we didn't post a picture of his face.
Yeah, I covered his face up with a nice little baby emoji.
And the only reason being, it's not that I'm one of those people like don't see his face.
Right?
It's more, yeah, they don't want us to, because he is a foster child.
Yeah,
he's
until
not adopted
it's
yet.
Legit. Mm-hmm. Then will you start posting pictures?
Because my parents will be his legal guardians, his mom and dad, it depends on them.
I don't think they'll care.
My mom has sent once, they get a little paranoid sometimes, but I think it might change once he's adopted.
Yeah, I mean, now I understand why they'd be paranoid.
But they even say that too, like, it's like, oh, even after he's adopted, we may not post any pictures on Facebook, even their private Facebook pages. But I think, again,
I think that's so, they're going to be like, oh, we need to show how cute our now right. son
I mean, they,
is,
they,
you
they,
know?
They share pictures, like they'll send texting and stuff, but they won't put it in a public place where just anybody could see it, like.
Why do you think that is?
I think they're being extra careful because of the whole how I can't post pictures.
But
so they're being extra careful just in case.
But do you think they'll still be extra careful once it's like legally?
I have no idea. Like my dad is a little bit of an extremist.
Yeah.
So when he gets an idea in his head, he goes full on like worst case scenario. Let's go.
Oh.
So like in his idea, like this is how bad he is. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. So I had met one of my front door neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Super nice. Came by, hey, how's it going? And, you know, baby Migs was still in a car seat. We were about to leave. And it's like, oh, is this your son? It's like, no, this is my foster brother. And this is my dad. It's like, my parents are going to adopt him. And he's like, oh, you know, and he goes on talking about how him and his wife have been trying to have a baby and they couldn't. So they've been in the process of trying to foster and adopt.
Yeah.
And so my dad's like, don't tell people that he's a foster kid. Like, why?
Because they'll try to steal him.
Yeah, because it's like, well, if he's trying to adopt, what if he tries to adopt?
Yeah, I can see where his mind would go there.
Right, but I'm like, Dad, that's not how it works. You don't just go and be like, so my neighbor has a foster brother.
Can I try to adopt
I want that one. Like, you know, it's not like a freaking catalog. You'd be like, okay, let me look through. I want this one specifically. I need it to be this height, this size, this, you know, whatever, hair color. It's like, Dad, that's not how it works.
I could see it, though, because that's where my mind went.
You guys are both weird.
But then I feel like once it's, like, legally
I think they'll be more relaxed.
And they'd be like, damn, I'm trying to show off our new son.
Yeah. I think they'll be more relaxed. But, again, like, I've told them, like, anything you guys say, like, I can't be that jerk that goes behind your back and do the exact opposite of what you want me to do.
Yeah, totally.
Like, so that's me just being respectful. Would I love to post pictures of him? All the freaking time.
Yeah.
That's all I would post.
Yeah.
Especially since like Facebook's on lockdown anyways. Like, I don't have a whole lot of people that
I
don't
know.
Well,
and then you have to tell all the family members not to post any pictures.
Right.
Like,
and we've had to do that. I've had to tell a few close friends, like, hey, I need you to delete that picture because I had mentioned, like, don't post pictures.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, okay, yeah, delete them, but.
I feel like they'll become chiller once it's all set. In like documents, and it's for sure their child,
right.
You know?
So it's just about a respect thing. Which I feel like
I feel
understand
like there's not much with
I feel like you understand respecting people's boundaries.
I do. I mean, but I'm afraid that I'm just gonna get beat up. But you know what I do think is like weird is pictures, I guess maybe because it's just like a quick it's snapped like you just do it and then it's over, like it's very quick. But I did find it very someone drew me on the bus, and that's when I was like kind of weirded out because I mean he didn't ask, but like I thought it'd be weird if he did ask too, but because he was staring at me so much that I think that was weird. Like if a guy was like full on filming me for like 30 minutes,
yeah,
like I'd be like, that's a little creepy, but because this guy was sketching me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know really what the hell was going on.
Did he give you the sketch?
No, he didn't give me the sketch. He didn't give me like he would just like look at me like, and we were very close to each other. And he would just look at me and then look at a sketch. Look at me, look at a sketch. Look, like, he did that for, like, 30 minutes.
See, like, I get.
And then he was done with me and, like, flipped over the page and then went on to someone else. And I was like, oh, he's just drawing everyone.
I mean, like, I get
weird.
A lot of artists practice and do that kind of thing. Like, go outside your realm of normality, I suppose. But.
And, like, if you're trying to work on portraits, like, the bus is a very good spot to find all different kinds of looking people.
But I feel like I've heard people ask, like, hey, can I draw you? Hey, can I do this? Like, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I've always, like, I've had few people, like, use me as reference. It's like, hey, can I use you as a reference for this?
Did
like,
you know the person?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or I kind of knew they, like, they're friends of a friend.
Or they, like, knew your picture. They, like, knew what you look like, and they would see, just look at your picture while drawing you.
There was, on one occasion, somebody I know, like, reached out to me. They're a friend of a friend. It's like, hey, I'm working on this art project, and I need, I'm doing a calendar, and I need one for each month.
Yeah, and they need Vicky to be centerfold.
I was death, because it was kind of a tarot card vibe.
Oh, okay.
So my tarot card was death.
Cool.
If you go to my Instagram, you could see a picture if you scroll back. It's so cool. It's by who's now become like a good friend. Well, a friend, I guess. I see him at Comic-Con.
Not a good friend.
We're good friends when we hang out. It's one of those like, hey, and then I don't talk to you until next Comic-Con.
Okay, so once a year friend.
Twice a year. Okay. Two cons a year.
Not a good friend.
No. But just one of those people you get excited to see. And yeah. So shout out to his artist's name is Blackie Shepherd.
Oh, Blackie Shepherd, what up? I mean, that's fine. That's
we did a photo shoot like where he took pictures on his cell phone. We did like makeshift, and then he used that as reference. But like, you know, he asked. He could have just gone on my Facebook page and done it.
I mean, that's even fine. If like, a friend of a friend or someone I know or like, you know, just.
But like he had the courtesy to ask. And I feel like a stranger should do the same.
Yeah. And then I was
especially if they're staring at you for 30 minutes.
That was really weird. At first I was like, does he think I'm hot? And then I was like.
Do I have a booger?
I think he might be trying to murder me.
Exactly. Like, it's a little weird.
Luckily, it wasn't like nighttime or anything, but I was like, oh, and I was like, drawing me. And I was like, well, let me see it. And then I was like, well, no, I probably really am not looking that great.
speaking of creepy, though, did you hear what this new app's coming out can do? Technically, it's already been out.
No.
It's called the Clearview AI. And basically, it's an app that lets, you know, if they come up and they take a picture of you, it will pull up all of your information.
Dude.
That is so creepy.
Well, I'm not. Okay. I'm surprised there's an app, but I'm also not surprised because you can do this anyway. You can just run anybody's, like, picture and find out information of them. They do it on Catfish all the time to find out who is getting catfished.
Is that real?
Yes, it's real.
Like, well, how do they run it? Because I know you can take a picture and put it into Google and it will go, like, if you just drag and drop into the Google search,
yeah,
you can find anywhere that same image is.
Yeah, I think that's what they do.
Okay. So that's just to see if it's on anybody else's Facebook page and Twitter. So that's not a hard thing necessarily to do. But this is referring to getting your personal details, like your phone number, your address, all these different things, like just by taking a picture.
That's like, I mean, it's all on social media. Like, a lot of people's,
I feel like a lot
stuff is already, like, I just removed my Facebook or my number on Facebook, like, just did. But it's probably still somewhere.
Like, I think people forget that that's a thing. Like, either the people that still have their phone numbers up there or would even think to look for your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just assume nobody has their phone number publicly on Facebook.
A lot of people do. A lot of people have a lot of information on their Facebook.
Which I don't understand. Like, I have removed most of my information just because.
It gets weird.
It gets weird. But this is currently being used by like law enforcement agencies, including the FBI.
Can anyone get this app? Or do you have to?
I think they think in the near future this could be a thing. But they don't understand like how many people this could be. This could attract
serial
killers.
So right now it's only like for FBI and.
Yeah.
And is that because we're all technically in the system, so the government knows all of these details about us?
The size of the Clearview database dwarfs others in use by law enforcement because the FBI has its own database, which taps passports and driver's license photos, which is one of the largest because that has 641 million images of U.S. citizens. But the app isn't currently available to the public, but they think investors are going to be interested in it. And it's supposed to also be for like security personnel, supposedly. Like,
I could see how investors would be interested in it, but then I feel like they would have to also think about all the backlash.
It's just the privacy, and it's just not the whole idea of facial recognition technology and everything. It gets pretty sketch. We're going to be in one of those movies. What was it? iRobot. Like, robots are going to attack us. Our phones are going to kill us.
Or just like we're going to have like a chip in our brain, and you know. Right. You don't even have to, like, you pay with your mind, or you just, like, I'm going to text you through my mind, and
which I mean would be kind of awesome because sometimes I'm holding too much stuff.
Well, and then I was like, damn, like, I wonder how good this picture has to be. And then I was like, well, could it be with someone? Like, because I was thinking, I mean, I guess maybe if you just take a picture from their social media, like, would that work?
I mean, it might. Because, like, if you go, like, on my iPhone, I was looking, and it categorizes everybody by pictures. Like, there's, so I have, my phone recognizes all the pictures with you in it.
Oh, weird.
And puts it in its own category.
What? Really?
Yeah, and so I can go in and put in your name if I wanted to.
Is it Vicky Sarah category?
There's just, like, a, I can show
there
you.
There should be. There should be a whole album of
there
us.
Is technically a whole album wow. with, like, your pictures of all your, like, you just go where it says people.
Yeah.
People and places. So you go to people, and it recognizes and it categorizes everybody who's most, like, the most in your phone. So I have
that
one of Foster Baby Migs. I got one of Migs, BJ, the, you know, Joey, Rev.
And what iPhone do you have? Is this like a new thing?
No, this isn't the newest iPhone. It's the one before, I think 10.
Oh, damn.
Like it, and it could tag it to your contact as well. So there's Sarah.
Oh, me, look at that.
But it recognizes your face. And there's some where it's like, oh, is this just confirmed that this is Sarah? Because like the picture's a little blurry or you only see half your face.
Yeah, they could easily probably just do it from Facebook then because even like Facebook can know who's you want to tag in the picture because they recognize. The fake, dang, dude, technology and stuff is so smart.
I'm just going to completely wipe everything off the internet of mine. And, then
and
just go
never
live in the,
take a picture with anyone.
No,
ever.
I'm going to go live in the woods, be a hermit. Never see me again.
If you're like me, I'm just going to randomly take a picture of you anyway and just find out all the details. All
right. It's, I'm gonna go into the woods, grow a giant beard. You won't see me for 50 years. It's fine.
Ooh, you look good with a beard.
Like a big wizard beard.
Yes.
All right, let's shift gears a little bit because it has been a little intense.
Intense.
A little dark. And this one's annoying, but funny to me. So Seattle Met, which we know is like a magazine and everything. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of like restaurants and art and shopping and culture, travel outdoors when it comes to Seattle stuff. So they came up with this list, 7 very Seattle reasons I can't come to your party.
Oh, I'm going to hate these all.
All right, should I go from 1 to 7? Or actually, yeah, 1 to 7 is funnier.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Is this like the first, the most popular excuse?
I guess it's the number one, I guess. I-5 at rush hour, it's easier to make new friends.
Actually, that one's really funny, and I feel like I understand.
It's like, I'll show up after.
It's kind of like, you want to meet at Capitol Hill? Their parking sucks. Absolutely not.
No.
Like,
it's like, no, we're not going to go party at Capitol Hill.
I would rather make new friends than parallel park.
They're like, okay, we'll go to Ballard. Okay, we'll go to Ballard.
Oh, hell no.
No, we're going to go to happy hour in Ballard. I will do that.
I'm not even parallel parking for that. We're doing something with a damn parking lot. I don't care if it's Denny's.
Number 2 is you're not the only one hosting a pet's birthday party tonight.
I hate whoever that person is. I no.
Wait, the person that made the excuse or the person that's
no, the person that's
birthday?
Having a pet's both of them because they're both having a pet's birthday. No.
I've been to just pet's birthday parties and it was just
the stupidest thing ever.
Like I don't mind. Like I think when one of my friends did it, it was more of an excuse to like have a barbecue together. But then when we had to sit around and sing happy birthday to the dog with a cake,
I was
just like, this is so stupid.
Pet owners, just give your damn dog or whoever a bone and just say happy birthday and then be done with it.
I don't know. It's yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel that? Was that the big one? I think it was the big one. Do you know what the big one is?
No.
So for those who don't know, Seattle has been overdue for what they call the big one. It is supposed to be an earthquake that F's everything up. Like, it's supposed to bring, like, a lot of the pier area.
Oh, man.
And where the Alaskan Way Viaduct, it's supposed to bring that underwater.
Well, I don't want to know about that. How long is that supposed to be? Was that supposed to happen years ago?
It's one of those, like, it could happen any day now. And they've been saying that for years. So they're like, did you feel that? Is that the big one?
I'm going to use that as an excuse now. I can't come because I think the big one's happening.
They're like, what? And they're like, and then they think you just have a big doo-doo.
I was thinking coming. Of a big, but you know.
Okay, that too. This one's just kind of silly. But there's nowhere for me to park my kayak.
Ugh. Or like park my bike. That'd be another one.
It's like, if I have to explain the meaning of my tattoo to one more person.
I don't know what that's like because
you don't have any.
I don't have any, and I don't ask about people. Like, unless it's like really weird or like I feel really awkward that like I'm just going to ask you a question to have an icebreaker. But other than that, I don't give two F's.
I've had that recently. Multiple people like, oh, what does this tattoo mean? I'm like, it means that I liked it.
Yeah, like I liked the image. I don't know. I like Pokemon.
I got little circles on my fingers, and it's like from big to small, and I literally would always just doodle this.
Yeah, and you're like, I like the way it looks.
I don't know. I've been drawing this on my hand since I was like 15. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
And it covers up a freckle I didn't like. Number six is keg of homebrew kombucha on the invitation was the opposite of a selling point. Okay, that one's funny.
That's so great because... when I first started dating my boyfriend, we were like kind of really into kombucha and he wanted to make it. So he was like going to get all the ingredients and stuff. And like, I didn't know there was like a mother and it was alive. And yeah, I've never been so turned off by it.
Oh, I
was like, gross.
Because it's like yeast or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's the same thing as vinegar. Vinegar, there's the mother as well.
Ugh. And I was like,
if you
want to have like a party that's like around a certain type of drink that's not alcohol, like, no. Like, I get, like, having a taco party, like, or having a barbecue, like, that's food. I don't know why.
But hot cocoa bar.
Actually, that sounds really bomb.
But
if you have, like, mint,
what? Schnapps.
Schnapps or something to, like, add to the hot cocoa.
Right.
Kombucha party, that's so Seattle.
Seven. There's weather.
I think something is going to happen in the sky.
I think something's happening with
Except
weather.
I'm not going to lie. Last week when we had the snow, that is like something that I just know that I'm so bad at driving in and I'm not going to risk that. I'm not going to risk other people. So that is a weather condition that I'm like, dude,
nope,
I'm not going anywhere. You guys can come to me, but I'm not risking my life.
It's like, sorry, I'm good.
There's white stuff on the ground. I can't go anywhere.
Everyone makes fun of Washington drivers for that. For me, I'm not afraid of the snow. It's the ice.
Yeah, I mean, that's sketch, but you can't even see it. So then you're like even more like, oh, no, it looks fine out there. And then you're sliding out all over the place.
Yep, it's just powder on top. And then underneath is just this big sheet of ice, which is whatever it was.
Sketch.
Nope.
Glad it's melting now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some more, though. I like snow.
It's so pretty.
I know.
Maybe like next month. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down.
Oh, during Comic Con? That's when it came like crazy last year.
I keep thinking it's already February.
No, girl. Not yet. January's still... freaking dragging on.
I know. It's always January feels like it's 7 weeks long.
Oh,
and then February, March, April goes by in a blink of an eye.
And then it's Christmas and you're like, wait, what? Yeah, but January's felt forever.
Oh, God. Okay. We're gonna end it right there because I feel like we're supposed to be getting...
We got to go do this
lunch meeting
and be adult-like.
I'm like,
every time we go to a meeting or something, I feel like, wow, we're having a meeting.
I feel like an adult.
I know. And then we just sit there and we're like... We need to go to sleep now.
I know, we bust out our notepads and there's sometimes I don't write
take
anything.
Notes,
it's just like, what am I supposed to take notes on?
And then when other people start writing notes, you're like, oh, what did I miss? What can I copy yours?
I just start like just doodling.
We're just writing like, I love Sarah.
Sarah is my homie.
That's what Vicky writes, not me.
Yes, exactly. No, she actually does that. She's that self-centered.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So I hope you enjoy. Actually, this is the same length as two podcasts. So
perfect. It was like the old times.
Right. But we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.